This is Pudding, written by Kylo Kitty and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. 1. Ed's Chapter. Golden sunlight streamed in through the cocoa captain's bedside window, the flutter of an eye as deep as black satin peering underneath its eyelash. A little early, don't you think? Not like it mattered. Nothing else mattered with Ed's arms wrapped around the soft lines of Steed's waist, and his face buried in his golden curls. He inhaled deeply, the scent of Steed's lavender and orange yummy bathtime goodies soothing his breathing and calming his thoughts. He'd stay in bed forever like this if he could, especially now that Iz was there with them too. Ed opened his eyes, needing to lay his sights on Izzy, drink in his rugged beauty, and see the other man he loved. He'd always loved him, and knew that Izzy did too. Fuck, he couldn't think of anyone else who'd been there for him as much as Iz, even all those years ago. Sure, they had a little less gray hair back then, but nothing had changed except that Iz finally seemed happy. Ed's gaze fell to Steed's arms wrapped around Izzy's waist, Steed's chest rising and falling into Izzy's back. The sudden need to feel his touch on Izzy's skin overtook Ed as a sensuous light passed between them. One of Ed's hands released the embrace around Steed's waist, crawling across the fluffy pillows to Izzy over the top of Steed's head. His skin tingled at the contact as he gently stroked Izzy's cheek, a slender, delicate thread of affection forming between them. A hazel eye peered over Izzy's shoulder, warm and moist lips mingling over the back of Ed's hand, and liking how they seemed to vibrate against him. The rasp of Izzy's morning voice uttered, "Fuck off, Ed. Go back to sleep." Fuck. No one could tell Ed to fuck off like Iz. A smile touched the corners of Ed's lips as he spoke softly. Love you too, Iz. 2. Izzy's Chapter. Izzy had been awake for 45 bloody minutes. Not that it was anything new. This lot would stay in bed all day if they could. But there was no way he was fucking moving. Not with Bonnet's hands wrapped around his waist, squeezing his soft sides. Not with Bonnet's little wispy breaths against the nape of his neck, shivering his spine. Not with Bonnet's prick writhing up and down the small of his back. Something intense flared through Izzy, and he wriggled his hips into Bonnet, enjoying the little moan he made. Stupid twat. Sure was soft, though. Said nice things to him, too. Treated him and Ed right. The reluctance to join Ed and Steed in their bed initially would have been an understatement. Sure, moving into the Cocoa Captain's quarters was one thing, but sharing that bloody small bed with the two of them? Izzy slept on the floor at first, and then moved to the couch. But then he joined Ed and Steed at one of their lavish dinners. Izzy didn't expect to enjoy those two twats hugging and kissing and insisting Izzy spend the night, just in case his sensitive tummy needed a belly rub. He slipped into the silk sheets between Ed and Steed, expecting to like nothing about the situation. But something else happened. Not only did Izzy like it, he bloody enjoyed it. The morning after, Bonnet even brought them tea. In bed. Didn't even have to go to the couch or anything. Sure was fucking nice to be taken care of for a change. He didn't fucking like the long mornings laying around, cuddling and murmuring nice things to each other. But Bonnet's prick in his back was pleasant. A little wispy noise drifted across the pillows, and Izzy didn't need to open his eyes to know the finger stroking his cheek was Ed's. His lips magnetically met the back of Ed's hand, melting a slow and thoughtful kiss into his skin. Fuck off, Ed. Go back to sleep. Izzy wasn't ready to release the snuggle with Bonnet, not ready to release Bonnet's hands around his waist and prick against his back, and he sure wasn't fucking prepared to say any of that to Ed. Ed's voice was as deep as their emotional bonds. Love you too, Iz. 3. Steed's Chapter. A flower field dream fluttered in Steed's subconscious, out on a perfect autumn day with his perfect boyfriends in search of the perfect flowers. He plucked a sunflower for Ed, and, a lilac for Izzy, tucking the stems behind each of their ears. Steed's hand trailed down the back of Izzy's ear and neck, sending a shiver up his spine. Izzy's mouth instinctively covered Steed's, pulling away with a sweet little sound. "Ah, oh, Steed, Pudding, I love you so much," Izzy said, gathering Steed into his arms. Steed wrapped his arms around Izzy's waist while his tongue traced the soft fullness of his lips. Steed noticed how vivid the gentle press of his hands on Izzy's waist was, feeling almost too real. His eyes slowly blinked into the bright morning glow streaming through their bedside window. Steed realized the warmth of his embrace was as genuine as ever, waking to his hands wrapped around Izzy's waist in the bed, gently squeezing his soft tummy. Ed's hands were positioned behind his hips, the gentle tickle of Ed's beard against the nape of his neck. Steed smiled contentedly, enjoying being sandwiched between his naked lovers. Steed's gaze raked over Izzy, feeling rather special to be the only one holding him. He'd become quite fond of that little bugger, spoiling him with little treats and tokens of his affections, and murmuring breathy words of praise at every chance he could. Steed nuzzled his nose against the nape of Izzy's neck, noticing how soft and warm his skin was, scented just like lilacs from last night's bath, just like the lilac he tucked behind Izzy's ear in his dream. Izzy's soft and slender bum shifted a little against Steed's groin, and Steed made a little moan, feeling himself color fiercely, realizing that he was as hard as the ship's mast. Steed stilled, not wanting Izzy to notice and think he was a pervert, diverting his attention to the feel of Izzy's soft tummy in his hands. He made a happy hum, giving Izzy an affectionate stroke. Then he noticed Ed's hand crawling across the pillow, over his head, and towards Izzy, and Steed felt his heart skip a beat. Oh gods, did Ed know? Steed closed his eyes again, pretending he was sleeping, and heard the press of Izzy's lips on Ed's hand.
Fuck off, Ed. Go back to sleep.
Steed sighed in relief. Thank goodness.
Love you too, Iz.
Steed couldn't help but join in with a bright and cheery, I love you too, dears.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Steed. Didn't mean to wake you. Love you too.
It's all right. I was sort of awake. Steed peered an eye open, stroking Izzy's tummy a little. And you, Israel? Would you like to say something to me? Prick feels nice against my ass, Pudding. The end.